Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody, my name's Doug and I love movies. It's like you rehearse together. I love that about the LA crowd. They really know how to. Do you guys, when you just happen upon the song, "This is how we do it," do you change the words to "This is Doug Loves Movies"? I hope you do. Coming to you from the UCB Theater, Franklin Avenue location. Everybody loves this location in Los Angeles, California. I love the Sunset location, but it's echoey. It's less good on the ears. It's, what's today? Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. What's the name tag situation in here tonight? Not bad. I see at least seven. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because your last name is Reed? It's still your first name, every time. Wait, but you haven't used that poster before, have you? Because it's Christmassy. Yeah, and I like that I'm the elf that wants to be a dentist. Thank you very much for casting me in that part. Let's get a live-action version going. I'll do a dwarf style. I'll have shoes on my knees. I want to be a dentist. Mad Nick, you really have a flair for puns, sir. Can't you see you're sitting right next to Lizard of Oz? Lizard of Oz. I like it. You're from Australia? Oh, okay. Where's that person going? A lot of movement in here. I don't know what's up about that. What's that? Oh, you got that fucking thing again? That disgusting human centipede drawing? Human benipede? I don't need that in my life. But great job, everybody. Good luck being chosen. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back over at Meltdown Comics this Thursday. Yeah. Are you going to be gone?
No.
You'll still be around? Come back. It's twice as much as it costs here, but trust me, when these guests come out tonight, just keep in mind the guests are twice as good on Thursday. I really work hard to get better guests over there. I'm just kidding. I get great guests everywhere, and tonight is going to be a show. Tonight we're going to do a Doug Loves Movies. Don't forget about the Holiday Taint Tour. It's not Christmas, it's not New Year's, it's the taint. Doug Loves Movies, Monday in San Diego, stand up Tuesday at the Improv, in Irvine, and then Thursday at the Punchline in Sacramento. Bring your name tags to those shows, even though they're stand-up, because we'll play a game at the end. And if you're the only person there who brought a name tag, you win the prize bag. And Douglas Movies comes to the Tempe, Arizona Improv on New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st at 4:20. So it's like a New Year's Eve show, but it's done at 6 o'clock. So then you go outside, maybe stand around outside the club and get high with me. And then don't drive home, but Uber home. And be asleep on New Year's Eve by 8 p.m. Or go out and do something else. I'm going to go out and do something else. But if I said what I was going to go out and do, that would give away possibly a guest or two on the show. Yeah. I know, right? So if you live in Phoenix or Tempe or Mesa, jump on the internet, see what bands are... I've said too much! For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com! DouglasMovies.com. That is like fun in the room, but nowhere else. It's going to end soon, I promise. For all my dates and deets, I already did that. The prize bag includes, from our friend in the front row, You always know he's here because you see that visor. In a bag that says Tito's Handmade Vodka, a bottle of Tito's Handmade Vodka, which is, it's a very special bottle of it because it's been opened and sipped by me. And so be sure to, you know, don't forget about that open container law when you're driving home with this. Because I kind of screwed you on that. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Some cool stickers that are George Carlin's face, and it says, question everything. They were created by... I can't read his writing on that one. That Agent 7 on Twitter created these stickers, and he also made a t-shirt, but I have a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt to give you, so who needs two t-shirts? But you get two Peacemaker pipes. Decided to be generous with the Peacemakers tonight, probably because one extra one fell into the bag. And these things are pretty cool. Some honey directly from the bees that are curated by, if that's the right word, our friend of the show, Emma Arnold. Ooh. I love the noise I made. And from the Traverse City Film Festival. What's one of these things called where you can put some stuff on it and then jack it into your computer, but it's also a bracelet? Is there a name for these yet? Thumb drive bracelet?
Wrist drive?
I'm gonna fucking kill you. No, that's good. It's a wrist drive from the Traverse City Film Festival. And this is pretty neat in a, also it's a piece of garbage sort of way. I found from my collection, they used to do little digital watches that they give at like Burger, I think it's probably Burger King. That with meals, and around the time A Nightmare Before Christmas came out, they made a really cool one that it's no longer a watch, but I mean, I guess you could wear it, it just won't tell you the time. But it's a beautiful, I think they probably had a set of like four of them, and I might have more laying around at home, but I found this one, and it seemed particularly appropriate because it's so close to Halloween. So, all of that's going to the prize bag, plus everything brought by my four guests tonight. Please give a big, warm welcome to Mookie Blakelock, Taylor Rizzo, Jacob Siroff, and Mark Wahlberg. Guys, let's introduce you to the crowd individually, starting with Mookie Blakelock, everybody. Don't. He's had it. He's tired of that.
I don't do it for that. I don't do it for that.
So much adulation coming your way. It must be exciting that even though the series didn't last but was a great show, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 420. Is on Netflix streaming, so people can watch all the episodes, right?
They can, yes, every episode.
Yeah.
In the out-of-order way that they aired it on ABC.
Yeah, ABC was like, well, this episode's better than that one. So they just switch them around, and story plot-wise, I've been told, it doesn't necessarily track.
Well, no, there's like, there's important parts of the story where like the entire... like, crux of the series is this one character getting a job... or trying to get a job on Wall Street, and then she gets the job, and then the next episode will be like, I'm still looking for that job. That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's silly. But you know what's not silly, and is works in its entirety on CISO, is Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a smooth transition.
Premiering today.
What? It's available today.
Available today for the live listening audience.
Oh, because it comes out tomorrow.
It comes out today, December 20th.
Okay.
The people in this room right now can go home and watch it tonight.
They can watch it tonight, yep. And then everyone else listening tomorrow can watch it.
Yep.
And they all should, because it's got Andy Richter.
Yeah.
And Mookie.
Thanks.
What do you play in it, Mookie?
I play Andy Richter's son, Mookie.
He has a son named Mookie?
Mm-hmm. Besser, Matt Besser is in it, and he was like, he was like, hey, do you want to play Andy's son in this thing? And I was like, sure, of course. And he was like, okay, that's good. And it's good, too, because, like, you look like him, too. Which means, like, you're also, like, chubby. Do you know what I mean?
So that must have felt good.
Yeah. But the money.
Right?
The money was good.
You
yeah.
did the right thing.
Thanks.
And thanks for being here. Are you good at movie trivia?
We'll see.
Okay, that's a no. Let's meet the gentleman to your right. It's Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah. How many times have you been on now, Taylor?
This would be two.
That's what I was thinking. Two times. How'd you do the last time? Were you a big winner?
I fucking won.
Yes!
Yeah.
He's back here to retain his title.
That's right, and I won an ICP jacket, so...
Oh, you didn't win it. You stole it from the prize bag.
I won it for a guy that I stole it from.
Yeah, okay. That worked out good.
To Jamie. He's right there.
Oh, he's here. All right. All right. Disqualified for life. Okay, don't forget that. Because I won't remember. Taylor, how do you think your chances are tonight looking at this panel?
Pretty slim.
Oh, you don't think you're going to repeat tonight?
No, probably not. All but right. I'm just, yeah, maybe it'll happen.
You trim down your beard a little bit for the holidays?
Yeah, I do that every month or so. I try to...
because you might have to walk through the Fairfax District. You don't want to have to stop and have a prayer meeting?
Yeah, I don't like that. They stop me a lot, though. Excuse me, sir, are you Jewish? No, I'm not.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why would they ask? What do they...
Why?
What
yeah,
do you, if you say what yes, they, what do they do?
Yes, all right, you have to blow me.
They try... No, I asked them.
You have to give me a hand job.
They do some ceremony that you're only allowed to do if you're Jewish, and they won't...
Walking down the street to strangers? Are
yes.
you Jewish?
Yes.
All right, come on, let's
okay,
do the ceremony.
Okay, let's do the ceremony right
say
there.
Say yes yeah. sometime, see what happens.
Yeah, maybe I will. What,
they
is
ask
there
you
anything
to prove
I need
it? Do you have to whip your dick out?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
you
is there any way I can prove it without doing that? Can I get my foreskin back? Is that a thing? I guess not.
Is there foreskin reconstruction surgery? Let's go to Jacob Siroff, everybody. He'll know the answer to this question. May the foreskin be with you.
We wrote that. We wrote that back then.
What? Seriously, though.
No, I don't think you can do that.
You can't get it back.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, why would you?
Well, because being Jewish sucks. I'm Jewish, by the way.
What's
that experience?
But there's got to be... Isn't there ladies out there, you know, feel free to applaud or shriek if it's true, that like an uncircumcised penis? Okay, there isn't.
I like an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, well, you love
like,
it.
Whenever I watch porn and there's an uncircumcised penis, I feel, like, jealous and I wish I had my whole penis. I did not circumcise my son.
Really?
Not good for you.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what
that's
about
one of my
daughter?
Three wishes.
She didn't circumcise him either. No.
Oh, a good friend of mine can't come by tonight. He says, hey, buddy, I can't swing it. Have a merry show and a great Christmas. This fucking guy is out of my life. All right, so, Jacob, you are, of course, chock full of Rogue One spoilers that you can't wait to say.
I don't know what we're allowed to do spoiler-wise. I'm not in a hurry to spoil the movie for anybody, but I'd like to discuss
concept.
It in an
like,
open forum.
Who here is still... applaud if you have not seen Rogue One. That's like half the people. Now, of those, applaud if you are excited to and don't want to hear any spoilers about Rogue One.
So what the fuck's wrong with you? It's been 4 days.
Yeah.
Go what see
you,
it.
What are you getting ready for Christmas? Asked the Jew. But Hanukkah's like in
it's like
line
the same
with
time,
Christmas
yeah.
this year.
And I have my fucking kids for all of it this year. It's the worst.
Oh, so you got to give them something every day?
I got a tree. I got a fucking tree. I'm dating this Gentile
they
girl who made me get a tree for my kids.
But they haven't figured out the fucking 11 presents thing? Eight presents? I apologize. I apologize.
You're scaring me, Doug. Maybe you've read some portion of the Torah I hadn't. 11?
Jacob's like, I can't afford 11 presents. I don't got that kind of money. Yeah, sorry. 8 presents. Do you have to give him 8 presents?
You do, but you give him chintzy shit mostly.
Socks.
So like, it would be like my mom would give me a calendar always one day, shit like that.
Yeah, because it's your paper anniversary.
Yeah. Then you get the big thing on one of the days. So oh, I think that's how most Jews here. Thing. Can you vouch for that?
Yeah. Right? It's gotta be interesting.
I don't know if this guy's Jewish with the fluorescent Star of David sweatshirt.
He said it was just from the movie the night before. Did you see the movie the night before, Jacob?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
So. Oh, is that sweater by Tipsy Elves on Shark Tank? Cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of Shark Tank's most successful businesses. I mean, it's just true.
Thanks, Mookie.
No problem.
It's a great show.
I love knowing a guy named Mookie. And I love knowing a guy named Mark Wahlberg.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
What's up, Doc?
Have you seen Rouge 1?
I have seen it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, that's okay, I guess.
You just don't like anything that you're not in.
I turned it down, and I'll be honest.
Wait, which part were you going to play? The sarcastic robot?
Vader.
What?
Yep. I'm like, I'll play fucking Vader, but
James
we go
Earl
no helmet.
Jones is still a thing, you know.
Yeah.
He can just do it.
He's willing to talk if you want. I was like, I'll play it. I don't have to say a fucking word. You just put his voice in. We go no helmet, and instead of a lightsaber, I use my fist. Let's
Wait,
do this
what?
Shit.
No helmet?
No, why would you want to fucking cover my face up, dude?
Because he has a breathing problem.
Well, this is the early days. Maybe he didn't then. Maybe he looked fucking great.
The early days? It's 10 seconds before he had a breathing problem.
Look, I don't know the chronological order of it.
No, it's about 20 years after he had a breathing
Whatever.
Problem.
Whatever. What?
But maybe there was a time where they were like, hey, before we go to this helmet thing, maybe we should fucking try out something that looks great and all Americans would be in love with just by seeing his face. And then they have my fucking face to it. Everybody wins. I come in for a movie. I get out. You get back to the James Earl shit.
The James Earl shit. Nice.
Yeah. Besides, I look great in fucking black.
I'm not going to argue with that. But Jacob, what about... What were we just saying?
It's 20
years between what?
Well, when he started having the breathing problems and at the end of episode 3.
Okay.
So you said it was 3 seconds before he started having
Well, I mean, this movie, doesn't it take place right before
episode
A New
4.
Hope?
Yeah, but yeah. Then he had already been Vader for about 20 years at that point.
I see.
Or the,
yeah. Yeah. He had already been a not particularly intimidating factor anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, that he was Hayden Christensen for a little while there.
For like 10
and you
was,
went, and
for
you
a
went,
few seconds.
And you went, this bitch is Darth Vader?
He was Darth Vader as Hayden Christensen for a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
It did not work.
It didn't. Mark Wahlberg knows acting, you guys. Can't argue with that.
Fuck that, dude. I mean, I'll take a little bit of Life as a House, but that's it where I stop with Hayden Christensen.
Love Life as a House.
Life as a House is fucking good,
dude. Jerking off
oh my
and choking
God.
Himself
yeah,
and
dude.
Stuff. That's some Vader shit, right?
When was that it? Gay dude from Dave is like laying on a bed and he's like, build that house with me, son. Build that fucking house.
He was good in that journalism
Shattered Glass
movie,
he was pretty good
too.
In that, too.
Yeah, I didn't like that title, Shattered Glass, because his last name was Glass.
His name was Glass. That was a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Two on the nose, as we say in the business.
Yeah, well, especially you, but...
Is that a Jewish joke?
It was straight up a Jewish joke.
Fucking hate that. That was
I
a
normally
good one.
Don't go there, but you go there so often, I'm just like, feel very comfortable. You and Dave Rath, who people don't have a reason to know him, but for some reason you drag the Jew jokes out of me. And Mark Wahlberg,
yes,
I'm excited to say that your co-star in Lone Survivor,
yeah,
Emil Hirsch.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say Taylor Kitchen and shit or whatever. Emil, good dude.
Taylor Kitchen shit? What are you talking about?
Riggs,
oh,
whatever
Taylor
the fuck
Kitch.
His name is. Yeah,
yeah.
John Carpenter.
Riggins.
Or whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Not Riggs. Not Danny Glover. I'm excited to say Emil Hirsch is going to be a guest soon on Doug Loves Movies.
No shit, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come back out and fuck with him?
I shouldn't have brought it up to you.
You don't understand. There's a part of that movie where he falls down a hill that he wasn't supposed to. I just fucking threw him and they kept rolling.
Doug, I don't know if I'll get to be on that one, but like, could you, if I, chance or I won't, will you tell him that I think Speed Racer is
Do
one of the greatest?
Do you love Speed Racer?
It's one of the greatest
the first
movies.
Fucking thing I
just
say
like
to
backstage,
him.
Just let him know, so there's a guy who thinks it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Dude, you like that movie too?
I love that.
I love that fucking
the
movie.
Best
Anytime
movie.
Where people so are like, do you want to make this? And somebody goes, yes, and then they just fucking do it, I live off that.
She's dead and butter.
You don't like it?
No, that movie makes me want to chant Rufio, because people do love it. People do love the Speed Racer. And,
it's got a cult thing. Yeah.
Yeah, who loves Speed Racer?
It's okay. About half the audience. Right. Same as the Rogue One.
I find that response very satisfying, and now I'm regretting this whole line of discussion, because if Emil Hirsch listens to this episode to figure out what happens on this show, he's going to be, what the fuck, man?
I want him to know I think it's one of the greatest movies
yeah,
ever made.
No,
I love that movie.
I will pass that along.
If it had done well financially, it would have changed filmmaking, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell him all of that.
I'm sure.
On Thursday. All right, so
keep up secret, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell anybody.
What's happening Thursday? You guys having lunch or something?
Yeah. You know how it works. Mookie can tell you this.
Sure.
I like to have a nice lunch with a potential guest before they come on.
Dude, I've never had fucking lunch with you. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
We could have been having fucking pregame protein shakes like 10, 20 fucking times.
A protein shake doesn't count as lunch.
Yes, it does, motherfucker.
You sit in a restaurant and have a protein shake?
Yeah, I'll bring mine in. I'll go table for one, smoking section. Let's do this.
I don't understand any of that. Why would they want a customer that's not going to buy anything and brings in his own protein shake?
They wouldn't want a customer. They want a Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
You tell me.
Are you saying you just go into Wahlberg's and drink a shake?
Oh, shit. I should start doing that.
I mean Wahlburgers.
It's really... Have you been there yet?
Sorry, I mispronounced it. Listen, we're running out of time.
Okay. Well, there goes your gift card.
The pause between Douglas movies tonight took up a lot of time, so we really have to move along. Starting with Mookie. You know what, Mookie? I'm going to let you go last on this one, because you might be surprised by this question, because you've never been on before. Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Last movie you saw.
Sicario.
Jacob Syrah.
Really fucking good.
I know, that's all I want to know. Jacob, no, you liked it a lot?
Yeah, I did like it a lot.
And you're not in it, though. You usually don't like things you're not in.
No, but I like Del Toro. He doesn't really compete with me, so I can just watch it and like it.
Have you seen his Christmas commercial?
No, but I eat at his restaurant all the time.
What? Benicio Del Toro has a restaurant?
Yeah.
If you say Del Taco, I'm going to be like, what?
No comment.
Sorry, I beat you to the punchline. Listen, Mark.
That's all right. I'll give you one.
All right. Thank you. You always give me one, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really did like it.
But anyway, he's in a commercial for something. What's it for, you guys? Heineken. And it's him just like Christmassy, and like, and it's just like, no, what? Dude. No, dude. Like, nobody wants to see your lighter side. Like, you're a good, scary actor. Like, keep it that way.
Yeah, at the end of the commercial, does he shoot a person that you're not sure whether or not that person should die? Because that's where he lives.
That is exactly what should happen. But instead, he's like laughing. Oh, somebody got me a tie.
No, that commercial should
make any sense.
No, he should shoot the bartender that you've come to like and then look at the camera and go, maybe that guy was bad. And then you don't even know, but that's where Del Toro lives, dude.
Do you suggest that often to directors when you're working on film? I should look to camera and say...
Oh, and it never makes the cut. And there's so many fucking movies where I look at the camera. Like at the end of... I'm in Fear. Yeah. We're coming to the end of the roller coaster. I look at the camera and go, she liked it. Doesn't make the cut. Boogie Nights. Mirror scene. I take it out. I whip it. I look at the camera. I go, you're welcome. Doesn't make the cut. This happens all the fucking time to me.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe stuff you do after they say cut. You should pay attention for that.
The happening, I talk to that plant, I look at the camera, I'm like, did you hear what that plant said? Doesn't make the cut. Yeah, I gotta get final cut.
Yeah. I don't think you should get it. Jacob, what was the last movie you saw? Was it Rogue One?
It was Rogue One.
And you saw it a second time?
I saw it, yeah, the second time today, this morning.
Did you change up the formats, or did you see it the same way?
No, yeah, I went to LIMAX. I saw it in LIMAX today. I'm calling you out, AMC, yeah. Burbank 16, with your fake-ass IMAX.
Fake IMAX.
But I had some free Jewish money. From a Fandango purchase, they gave me like a free ticket, so like I could sell for a dollar, and so fuck it, right? LIMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than.
But not 3D.
I did. It was 3D, which it didn't help. I don't like. I just don't need it. I don't need it.
I mean, you know, God bless them for maybe making a few extra bucks. No, like, not God bless them. And also,
3D
why
is
am
like,
I saying God bless them?
I feel like 3D in movies is like weed in movies. It wears off before the trailers are over.
Whoa,
for me.
That's fast.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm always like, oh.
I thought that line would get something. It says, I don't know. It's been a classic in conversation.
I'm always like, oh, look at how this has been approved for all audiences. Looks like it's like sticking out a little with some shade under
That's the best. That's as
that
good as it gets, though.
Sweet 3D.
But that's as good as it gets, because by the time the movie starts, your eyes have adjusted and you're not seeing it
There
anymore.
Is nothing. Like, Rogue One just doesn't... It's not like they even try to make it a 3D experience. It's just... pasted on, or you know, you're just sitting there with the dumb glasses on for no reason.
Well, I wanted to spend the most money possible because I knew knew I could spend up to $15 on the free ticket. So I just wanted to make sure I spent the most possible amount of the $15.
Would you wear contacts or do you stick their dumb glasses on, over
I
your
stick
glasses?
The dumb glasses over my dumb glasses.
Oh my God, it's like such nerd shaming. It's so, it's making you wear two pairs of glasses. What are you, John Lennon, making an album cover?
Nice pull, Doug.
It's not comfortable.
For the listener at home, Doug loved it when I said nice pull.
But Jacob Seroff, let's get the official ranking from somebody who, you know, enjoys the prequels. Let's break them down, you know, 1 through 8. Let's call Rogue One 8.
It doesn't count. You know, I won't do this. It doesn't, it's not.
You won't do it?
It doesn't, well, it doesn't count.
But I mean, just count it in terms of your own enjoyment.
Well, 1 through 6 tied.
What?
You know that we've done this several times. Why are you still surprised?
But I'm saying just do it for the fuck of it. Just be like 7, 3, 2, 4.
Okay,
eight.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll go.
Just how much you enjoy it, not whether or not it's canon.
I've never done this, and I don't in real life. I don't separate.
Yeah, there's no
it's
reason one through to
six.
Do it, man.
It's 1 through 6. Then
could lead
then,
to a bar fight.
Then Force Awakens in this, I would say. So it's third place.
So
there's only three slots available.
So like 5, 4, 6 is your order for the first three?
No. Oh no, I don't have an. Do I have to have an order?
Don't you like Empire better than Star Wars?
No.
Okay.
I look at the first six as one film.
Okay. Well, that's your first mistake.
Well, I've made a career out of it. I'm reaping in the dough with
no,
my prequel.
No, I love this. I love that you're the number one prequel apologist
it's
in
not,
the nation.
It's not apologist. Because
are you nothing. Number one in the world or just the nation at this point?
No, there's a few people that I've on Twitter. There's a couple other people.
There's some contenders?
Yeah, but I...
Can we put together an episode of all people that love... Like maybe two... You pick your favorite other apologist.
Okay.
And then I'll get two haters.
Okay.
Well, and I'll just sit by. Because I don't like arguing with you. I like you. And I get that you just like the movies unconditionally. And
I feel that way George Lucas's vision unconditionally.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think... I don't like George's vision problem.
But the prequel thing is not, it's that's the part that I've become, like, you know, affiliated with, because that's the esoteric opinion. But I don't like the prequels more than the original ones. I just don't.
You like them all?
I like them all.
Okay.
I'm a Lucas.
And then what do you like better between Force Awakens and...
Force Awakens.
Better
this
than
one
Rogue
just
One.
Felt like expanded universe to me.
Yeah.
Rogue One did.
It is.
It felt like a novel I would have read
it's
in the 90s.
It's a little fan fiction-y. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little like...
Very much so.
The only point of it really is let's show why the Death Star was vulnerable.
It just feels like a little... It's a little too wink-wink for me. It was I enjoyed the movie, but there's a lot of like... you know, I called Force Awakens Star Tours the movie, but this is really Star Tours the movie. It feels like when you're in line, there's like, oh, look, there goes Vader. And, you know, it's like it doesn't feel like, I don't accept that as like what really happened leading up to the, you know, to the
it's just that's like a, not what happened.
It's just a cute story. I don't, well, I mean, only one guy knows what happened, and I don't think anything happened in his mind.
But they have Star Wars names, like Jyn Erso.
Right, exactly.
Sounds so Star Wars.
Yeah, these are, to me, they've become, Star Wars has become, they become Marvel movies for me, you know? Like, there'll be good ones and bad ones. And,
yeah, but, okay, what's a bad Marvel movie?
A bad Marvel movie?
Yeah, because I think they've been
that
consistent.
Fantastic Four that never came
that's
out.
That's not a Marvel movie, you fucking...
You think that you don't think there's been any bad Marvel movies?
I think there's ones I like less. Like, I am not a fan. I'm not interested in Thor and his other planets as much as just shit that's going on Earth.
You like
Iron
Man.
Like, when Thor's on Earth, I like him fine. But when they go to where he's from, I don't give a shit.
Asgard.
Thanks, Mark.
You like Iron Man 3. I didn't care for that.
Yeah, I don't care about Asgard. But I, you know, everything else that, you know. But then also... You know, I've said this before. Guardians is my favorite.
Yeah,
and,
it's the best.
And
I wish that wasn't a Marvel movie.
Well, it almost feels like it is.
But we're gonna have to see them talk to fucking Iron Man at some point.
I would love it.
I don't want to see that.
I want to see Tony Stark played by Robert Downey Jr. as often as possible for the rest of eternity.
I'm with you. But
I hope
not
he doesn't
Guardians.
Retire because Iron Man can always get in a fucking suit. Even if he's an old guy, he could be operating it from the ground.
In Guardians,
you know, like a drone. Well, I don't know about Guardians.
I wish that just existed on a show.
James Gunn is... I really trust him with Guardians. I think the second one's going to be amazing, and I don't watch anything from it. I don't want to see any of it. I'm just in.
Well, you're missing out. The trailer's dope, but I'm missing out on them.
I'm saying...
Well, it's a great trailer. But
I could watch them later.
For me...
They're still going to exist after the movie comes out.
For me, Guardians is my new Lucas Star Wars. It's not on a spiritual level, but on a cinematic one.
Yeah. No, it's really good.
Can I just say I'm impressed that you guys have talked this long without punching each other? I've never talked to a single person this long without throwing a punch.
I've never been in Boston for this long without being punched, so.
See, you got it.
America loves Duncan. Taylor, what was the last movie you saw?
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Why?
Is that canon, though? Does it really count?
It doesn't. Without John Cusack.
Yeah, John Cusack
was in
there.
Vision.
Yeah, it wasn't good as the first one.
I love a lot of the people in it, so I don't want to sit here and rag on it. But why'd you watch it?
I don't know. I was
high. Came over
and it was on the TV.
On television?
Yeah,
with
it's
commercials
on.
Commercials and shit?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Which I have the free 30-day trial of.
I watch anything with... I love Rob Corddry and Craig Robinson.
Yeah, it was fun. I watched the whole thing. It was that good.
Okay.
So.
I dare say, don't tell my friends that are in it, but I think the first one was overrated.
I disagree.
Yeah, people are gasping. How dare you? What are you going to do next? Slag on Dude, Where's My Car? And the answer is yes.
For the listener at home, three people just walked out. Yeah.
Dude, that's one of the only movies I've ever walked out of is Dude, Where's My Car? I've never seen the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, because you started worrying about where your car was.
Close to home, bro.
You're just running out to the parking lot. Like, beep, beep, yeah. Beep, beep, beep.
Dude, did I leave the stove on? The other movie I walked out of.
Dude, where's my iPhone charger? Mookie, what about you? Have you been in the movies lately?
What's the last movie I saw? In the theater?
Or, just in any format, but just like something that's most present, like, you remember.
Last night I watched the movie Nocturnal Animals.
Did you get a screener or you went to a theater?
Yeah, it was a screener, a Screen Actors Guild screener.
Fucking right. A, bro.
Yeah. So you watched it at home.
Yeah.
And so you skipped the theatrical experience, which I think is already rigging the game that, like, a lot of people, like, you're going to vote for movies that work better at home than in the theater. What? Well, how'd you get it then?
Well, I'm just in the guild.
You're not going to vote on the SAG Awards?
I mean,
they send you a thing. You.
Yeah, and I put it in the recycling.
Okay.
What? Who votes?
Oh, Mark is going to throw a punch.
I'm not telling you how to live your life, okay? But there's a lot of really big famous fucking people who want to be nominated for shit and then would like to win a fucking award every once in a while. So maybe you don't throw that shit away and start casting some votes where they belong. Motherfucker.
I'm so sorry.
I want a fucking statue. I got 3 fucking Cable Ace Awards and that's it.
Did you get a screener of Deepwater Horizon?
No, but I did see that movie in the theater. It was great.
Fucking hey, it was, too.
Yeah,
it was really we're back on board.
It's that easy with Mark. Just compliment him as soon as he starts yelling.
Yeah, or just be an American. It's the same thing.
That movie was good.
It was fucking phenomenal.
It was good.
That all really happened, too.
Exciting.
It really happened.
No, I believe you.
I ate that breakfast. I swam in that fucking water. It all fucking happened.
I apologize, but I haven't seen it yet.
You know what? This is when you lie to me to try and get me upset, and I'm not going to fucking do it right now. You want to pull that shit with Donnie? He'll believe anything.
You think I, like, slept overnight, saw first showing day one? Is that what you think's really happened, and I'm just lying about it?
I don't know. I sent it to your fucking house. I wrote on the envelope, to Doug, and I told Donnie to drop it off, and he said it got to you.
Yeah, and how am I going to project the film that you left on my doorstep?
I'll buy you a fucking movie
projector.
Theater. Do you want a movie theater?
Yes, please.
Okay, done.
Can I have the new Beverly?
QT is fucking tight on that show.
I know, right? I like that place, and I like the way they program it. It's like they kind of go, hey, let's show movies that were never good.
Except for at midnight.
Because everybody likes a movie that was never good. You know, like, there's just those movies that, like, you just cling to because it just hit you at the right time. And I love it.
Never been in one of those.
I'll vote this year.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fucking proud of you right now.
Yeah, really proud of you, yeah.
I'll vote this year.
That's really great. So glad we turned you around. Hey, what time are we supposed to be done tonight in the booth? Like, 9:15?
9 o'clock.
I'm like, should we be done at 9:15? Oh, yeah, 9:15. I'm gonna go for 9:15. Thank you for allowing that. I think that's how long we're supposed to go. But let's play some games, you guys. We need to know what you brought for the prize bag real quick, starting with Mookie.
Just in time for summer.
I love this.
This is a One Hot American Summer First Day of Camp beach towel.
Okay.
Never used.
Let's applause your hearing for your great contribution.
It's a solid gift, though.
It's got all the great people on it. Pass that over here. I'm sweating a little bit, so it's going to come in handy. Yeah, this is fantastic. Except for Bradley Cooper and maybe Molly Shannon, Judah Friedlander. Okay, there's a lot of them, but many people on this towel have been on Douglas movies, and I'm very excited. Didn't know what else to say. Taylor, what do you got?
I got good stuff. I got an OG King Kong poster that
what?
Can look at it later.
I'll look at it right now while you're just trying to rest your shit.
I got a little lit match pin. It says it's lit. If you like shit like that.
I got that's lit, fam.
For show. I got a...
might be the smallest prize anyone has ever brought.
That was my goal. I have the digital HD access codes for the two prequels to Saw. Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, I love prequels. So, that's a good gift.
Okay, if you didn't know Saw. That's the prequel to Saw, you should definitely...
Yeah, Home Alone 1 and 2 are definitely Saw prequels.
And then I got a...
See if you can work your way out of this puzzle.
I got a t-shirt.
A what? Whoa, what does it say on it? You don't have a microphone.
Written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. It's some art done by this guy named Della Desso. Yeah, it used to be a large, but now it fits like a youth large. So.
Isn't that the guy that owned Westworld or something?
Yeah, probably. Made that shirt.
What?
That was the name of the company, I think.
In Westworld?
Something like that.
Oh, I got something else.
What
was it called? You guys were just talking.
It's called Delos. I don't know. Della Desso.
Delos.
Is that really his name?
Delos.
I got some candies if I'm allowed to give those away too.
Why not, dude?
Does
it's
anybody
fucking
here
candy.
Like legalized marijuana candy? Yeah, I mean, it's not illegal to give it to anyone. Just don't have a bunch of them and do something fucking stupid.
Yeah. They're only 10 milligrams a piece, so eat like at least three.
Do not. Have one, wait an hour and a half, see how you feel.
Mark, I thought you'd never give bad advice, and it just happened.
Okay. So you better stay down there.
Stay one person over from Mark. You're in trouble. what do you got, Jacob?
I got a... I've never done this before, but I brought an actual hardcore pornographic film.
Oh!
Yeah. But it's kind of appropriate because Mark's on the show, because it's two people, I believe, that were in the film Boogie Nights. It's Nina Loves Ron with Nina Hartley... and Ron Jeremy. And I know it's probably not an appropriate gift for the show because it's Christmas and they're both Jews. But I figured, fuck it, because Mark's on the show and everything.
Yeah, why not?
Eat some of these edibles and watch some hardcore
it looks so
old school porn.
But look what it says. It says, a romance 35 years in the making, because that's what you want in a porn, is people that have been doing it for 35 years. I mean, that's experience you can't...
Yeah, they know all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Talk about beat up.
Yeah, so there's that Jewish porn. And I also brought this,
it stars Limp Dick and Torup.
This is,
it's my favorite.
This is some boner coffee. This is coffee that gives you a boner, like in case you have.
What?
So if you have trouble getting up in the morning, I just brought it so I could tell that joke. Really, that's all I get for it? It's boner coffee, though.
More than you deserve for it, but... Yeah,
well, I thought.
Jacob,
yes.
I want you to be honest with me. You seem like a great dude. We've never been on a show together before. Do you work at a Spencer's Gifts? Or do you own one? Why fucking work there? You might own... Do you own Spencer's
Gifts? Do they sell hardcore porn at Spencer's?
I mean, I feel like it.
Dildos.
Do you own Spencer's Gifts?
No, I don't own Spencer's Gifts.
Damn.
I don't think that's a...
Donnie's looking for a job. That's what I asked. I told him.
I could get Donnie a job.
You could?
Yeah, just
holiday hours, bro.
Don't forget, on this show, the safe word is Donnie. And Mark, what do you got?
Holiday movie?
It's been like just sitting right there underneath your balls for the entire show.
You're
perfect
welcome.
Perfect place for storing things.
Holiday movie? Everybody shipping stuff? Everybody's got to get their Amazon Prime in. You did it. Contraband on Blu-ray. I don't fuck around.
No, you sure don't.
Classic line from that movie. Oh, you think you're the only one with a gun?
Who said that line in that
Doug,
movie?
Doug, contraband.
I said.
Do I win?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Giovanna Ribisi is in that movie as well. Very good.
Wow, that's an interesting name drop.
Oh, yeah, I think he's a great fucking dude. I put him in Ted.
You put him in Ted?
Yep.
You put him in Ted too?
Took him a half a day to realize we were shooting a film. I was like, dude, just come hang out. Go stand over there for a while. Now talk to me like you're mad and then try and steal this bear.
You did try to steal the bear.
It all worked.
All right. I don't even remember what the last movie I saw was. So I'll say this. Let the games begin!
Bye, Bear.
We got name tags. We're running out of time because we can only go till 9 o'clock. Oh, there's a yarmulke. Oh. Let's go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you in part by CESO. CESO spelled S-E-E-S-O, but you knew that. It's the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. They've got every episode of SNL ever, including new episodes the day after they air, which I enjoy watching it that way, because I always fall asleep during the, if not the first performance by the musical guest, definitely the second one. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon is on CESO, as well as Late Night with Seth Meyers, and they both air on CESO the day after they first air on network television. And they even have classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, and Saved by the Bell. Even British comedies like the original Office with Ricky Gervais, Monty Python, all the Monty Python catalog, The IT Crowd, and Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. Discover the next big names in comedy and watch the icons before they made it big, like Louis C.K., Hannibal Buress, Chelsea Peretti, Amy Schumer, Bo Burnham, and so many more comedians that I have met that barely will speak to me anymore. CESO is ad-free at just $3.99 per month. Need a recommendation? How about Funny as Hell, a stand-up variety show of sorts hosted by friend of Doug Loves Movies, TV's John Doerr, and starring the likes of Jim Jeffries, Garfunkel & Oates, TJ Miller, and Hannibal Buress. It introduces fearless comics working today with dirty words like fuck and cunt. Whoa. Right now, my listeners can try CESO free for 2 months when you use the promo code DLM at checkout. Shows you can't get anywhere else from critically acclaimed original series like Take My Wife or Harmon Quest or all those SNL episodes. They're all at SEESO.com right now. Just sign up for 2 months free with the promo code DLM at checkout. That's CESO.com. And be sure to check out Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays after you use promo code DLM. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Mookie, who are you playing for?
Nicole. The Legend of Nicole. I thought this was a Planet of the Apes. Oh, Leanna.
Don't say shit out loud, dude.
Whoa. Oh, is it? Oh,
stop saying stuff out loud.
Now think.
Great advice on this show. No, on the back of the name tag, we have like a consolation prize where I'll call whatever they say.
Oh,
the back
I'm.
I'll call that person out at the end of the show. But it's
I'm
fine.
So.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Most of the people listen to the show smoke weed, so they're not gonna remember at the end. I mean, no one's. There's no point where anyone's gonna give a fuck about Leanne. Is that what it said?
I didn't even say the whole name.
Oh, okay.
That was about half of it. So,
well, but that's we're enough okay. of it that it means it's like some sort of personal grudge, and no one's gonna laugh when we say it. And I hope you win tonight. Who are you playing for, Taylor?
The human bentipede.
Oh, that goddamn drawing. Oh, shit going through three people.
Is that shit?
Yeah, why does the shit start before the mouth of the first person?
And why did he do it like a Keith Haring style?
It is like Keith Haring, yeah. Yeah, they ate shit and then shit out shit.
And there's an arrow to make sure you know that's where the shit, that's where things go in, and then they go yeah. out that way.
Should have just had two arrows going in, both sides.
Yeah. If you thought it was going out this way,
yeah.
and that way, it's not.
Wow. It kind of looks like the journey of Indiana Jones.
Wow, this is like Costner and JFK, this breakdown of this drawing. The shit goes up and to the left.
Wow.
Jacob.
Ben's going to be in a courtroom defending that at some point, I'm pretty sure, anyway.
You picked a yarmulke.
I picked a yarmulke. This guy just, this Jew assaulted me with a yarmulke, and I felt guilty, and it's not almost Hanukkah, so I took it. And he didn't even, he's so Jewish, he didn't even want to spend money on ink to write on it. Because there's nothing on it. It's just it's his wedding
spend
yarmulke.
Spend money on ink?
Yes.
Where, what world are you yes. living in?
How long do you think a pen has a finite number of uses before you have to buy another pen? Right?
What's the dude's name?
His name is Reb Jason.
Red Jason.
Reb Jason. It's Reb. Like Reb. It's a, like a thing from.
All right. And is there, is there a shithead on there?
I know. There's, I mean, he's the shithead. I
we'll
think.
Just,
there's no.
We'll just
he didn't
have
write
to,
anything on it. He, I don't think this was. I think he was just wearing this. I think there's just. He's so cheap. He's just still wearing his wedding yarmulke from April as his normal everyday yarmulke. This fucking Jew. Why did I pick him? You're making us both look bad, dude. Why did I pick this shit? I'm gonna wear it. You have lice or anything? You filthy Jew. Do you
is
have lice?
Is that okay? Is that all right to wear somebody else's yarmulke?
I don't know. I'm keeping it. I hope you know that. I'm keeping it.
Okay. Oh, no. That's a special yarmulke.
You didn't invite me to the wedding. It's the least you could do.
Who's that? Is that a shiksa you're holding on to over there? No? She's Jewish too? Don't believe it.
She converted for you, huh?
Did she?
Yeah, she did. Oh. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah, the blonde girl converted. Yeah. What a surprise.
But that's so cute. She's like pretending to be a real Jew in public and stuff. That's not easy to do nowadays.
Yeah, Tom Arnold couldn't pull it off. So
why would you want her to convert? You got a shiksa. Why ruin it?
Love's
yeah,
beautiful.
You should brag about it.
Your parents must still be alive, I guess. That's what
all right.
Okay.
Hey, Lex, after the show's over, stick around and Jacob will do 10 more minutes on this guy.
That's it?
Mark, who are you playing for?
Lizard Ofos.
The Lizard Liz Art of Oz.
That works too.
Yeah. And what's taped onto it? What are these candies?
I don't know. They're like little Dairy Milks with a little like overexcited koala. No koala is ever that actually
Taylor
excited in life.
Taylor
why did you put those on there? Just their homeland candies. Okay. Will you please eat one?
What's
Mark?
That?
Will you take a bite of one?
No, I don't need that fucking calorie.
No, you should
say
it
first. Is it like? Is it
do you really want me to try
healthy?
One, Lizard Ofos?
Okay. Yes, she does.
I'll split one
she
with these two.
Them. Yeah, right. You guys have one too. Yes.
And then she put me on
split
there.
Split them into two twos.
She put me on there, and two she pairs. Put on.
They're really soft.
She
Jeff
put on
Tate's
you.
On there.
Yep, the sleeveless wonder. Jeff Tate is on there.
Jeff Tate makes a great cowardly lion.
He does make a perfect cowardly. There was no Photoshop done to make him look like the cowardly lion. And then I'm the Tin Man because I'm fucking strong and heartless, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, Oz never did nothing for the Tin Man, as the song says.
Well, that he didn't already have.
Yeah, yeah. But great job, everybody, and let's play some games
for 4 minutes.
God.
Oh my God, Doug, it's a little koala.
Oh, it's a koala bear chocolate thing. What's in the middle of it, like marshmallow?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel and koala.
I just want
caramel
you to
and there's actual koala in there, she says.
I'm going to take a bite of this.
Do it.
Then I'm going to run 3.5 fucking miles to work it off. But I'm doing it for you because I like to make women happy.
Thank you.
That was a sexy bite.
Oh no, he spit it out.
Also sexy.
That's pretty good. I haven't had chocolate since 1989. That's fucking good.
The clock in the UCB is accurate right now, so that means we have 22 minutes to play some games.
Let's fuck this shit up.
How'd you guys like that candy?
I thought it was great.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't have any.
Yeah.
You do have more?
You and me.
What's up? Hit me with it.
What's happening?
I think she's about to parade it.
She's got a whole bag of
what?
Them.
What?
Here, let's throw them at the audience, too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But let's throw some at me first.
There's no reason to get... There's no hurry to get to the games. I keep announcing how little time we have for the games, so there's really no reason to worry about that. Oh, thank you.
Look at that. It's like a parade not moving.
I threw one back to the girl in bronze.
Come on. Time. I need some dude. Just the dudes. Take a tit out. Let's do this.
Show a tit for some candy.
She'll do it.
She'll do it.
I said dudes only, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's sexist.
Don't fucking do that shit. I'm equal opportunity sexist, and I said dudes. Remember that time we did your show and never got to the games?
Did that happen?
I feel like it might. This is the prequel to that show.
I feel like it happened in a Jeff Garlin episode. But usually we get to at least a few games. So let's do this, starting with Purple Rain Man. Mookie, the idea of this game is Purple Rain Man is the example of two movie titles, two great movies, squished into one title.
Got it.
And if I said the lead actors in this movie are Prince and Dustin Hoffman, you'd just go Purple Rain Man. But I'm starting at the third billed people in this mashup title.
Okay.
Guess as often as you like. First person to get the right answer wins. Audience does not get to participate. Not that I have to tell you guys, you're good. The third billed stars of this movie mashup title are Bonnie Bedelia and Yancey Butler.
Nope.
No, they are.
No, I believe you.
Those are the two names.
I'm not a Yancey Butler fan.
I prefer a fancy butler when I'm hiring domestic help. Jacob's feeling, he's got depends his thinking who, cap on.
Depends. Depends who Yancey Butler is.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't
but
it?
But I think I got it.
All right, I think you'll get it on this next one, if you think you got it now. This is going to sell it to you.
I'm going to Live and Let Die Hard.
No.
No.
Second build.
What?
Alan Rickman and Lance Henriksen.
Die Hard Target.
That's correct.
Nice.
First build, of course, Bruce Willis and Jean-Claude Van Damme. And this next game is a little something called Build a Title. And Jacob gets to go first. And since it's almost Christmas, and suddenly this year, for I don't know what reason, maybe the political climate, people are arguing on the internet constantly about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh my God.
So weird.
And it's like, first of all, who cares?
Second of all, it is.
It is because because then if every movie that takes place on or around Christmas is a Christmas movie, that lets in a lot of crazy ass movies into the Christmas movie canon. And I don't know. You know, like, because Clockwork Orange has a day that's Christmas during it.
But Die Hard, the whole thing is Christmas.
It's a Christmas party. The whole thing happens because of a Christmas party. It's a thematic element of the movie.
Yeah, but it also isn't about Christmas in any way. Like, it's only a device that gets everybody in the same building. There's never any scenes where they discuss Christmas. Come out to the holidays, we'll have some. Come out to the coast, we'll have some laughs. Is not, hey, let's trim the tree and make gingerbread cookies.
Isn't
right?
Isn't the music Christmas music?
There is a Christmas party in the movie.
Isn't his name
but
Klaus?
But I'm arguing, even though I agree, that it's my favorite Christmas movie.
What's Alan Rickman's name in the movie?
John Christmas.
It's not Klaus. It might be Klaus. It's on
Christmas. But anyway, people are arguing about it. I don't really care. But the bottom line is that I'd like to play Build a Title, starting with Die Hard. So we'll start with Jacob, and then we'll go to Mark, and then Mookie. Hopefully you'll figure out how this crazy game works by the time it gets to you.
Got it.
But the idea is you add titles based on how the titles sound and link up. So Jacob has to come up with a title of a movie that ends with Die or begins with Hard.
Live and Let Die Hard.
Yeah. That's right. Mark?
Yeah.
So something that ends with live? Oh, I know one for that. Or begins with hard.
Live and Let Die Hard Rain?
Yeah. Hard Target was already out there for the taking.
Yeah, that's right. I don't play it easy, though.
But no, you went with the rain. So, Mookie, you need a movie that begins with the word rain or ends with the word live?
Well, this seems cheap, but Live and Let Die Hard Rain Man.
Yeah.
That's not cheap, dude. Yeah. That's clever.
No, it's called winning. And you are doing it. Taylor, begins with man or ends with live?
Wait, do I have to repeat the whole thing?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It's so long at this point.
I know.
Can you, though?
I don't think I can.
For me, though?
Did you dab before the show?
Yeah. Okay. Man on the Moon?
Man on the Moon. I like it.
Wait.
What?
So where?
What's
where,
wrong, Jacob?
Where, oh, just
Rain Man.
Live and Let Die Hard, Rain Man on the Moon.
Okay.
Duh.
I can't believe you're taking this long to come up with a movie that begins
I'm good
with
on
moon.
Either end right now.
It begins with Moon, Jacob.
Oh, well.
Just say it.
What?
A movie that begins with Moon.
Are there that many movies that begin with Moon?
Well, I can think of one.
Yeah, there's one that just pops right into your head.
Well, there's the movie Moon, but I don't know if I can use that.
You can't just say Moon. You're not adding. You're not building.
Are you playing?
You're gonna kick yourself when you hear what the one is.
Is it a Star Wars movie?
No.
Sure. Moon's Over Endor is what it's fucking called.
Oh, I got one. Actually, thank you for that.
Yeah, you just fucking helped it. Right.
That's okay.
So I want to do the whole thing, though.
It's start with Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die,
Hard
Rain, man on the Moon, Over Parador.
Oh, okay. Why did that help?
Nobody's ever going to add on a Parador, by the way. It's the only movie.
Well, there's movies that begin with the word door.
You can do that?
What?
You can do door.
Parador.
Oh, do you want to tell them the one everyone in the room, including screaming at their iPhones, was saying in their head?
Yeah, Moonraker.
Oh, or Struck. It's going Struck on
no,
that,
No, but though. Jacob and I talk all the time about how much he loves James Bond.
Oh, all right.
It's not a good James Bond movie, but still.
It's Live and Let Die, Hard Rain, Man on the Moon, Over Endor, or whatever you fucking said.
Parador.
Parador? Okay. They live.
Yeah. Why'd you read the whole thing? Why'd you say the whole thing and then check on they at the end?
Oh, you said we have a ton of time to fill.
All right, Mookie needs one that ends with they.
Or starts with door, right?
Or starts with door.
Okay. They live and let die, hard rain man. Oh, shit.
On the Moon.
A man on the Moon, Over Parador's.
Nice.
Wow.
Wait. Oliver Stone's The Doors.
We take out thine A on this game, Jacob.
Okay. I've never played this game before.
Yeah.
My first time playing this.
You're great at it. You're a natural. It's a game that we play sometimes, but we can only play it when we have great guests. Not great guests, but guests that can... guests that can... absorb and understand a confusing game. Taylor, do you have any that end with they or begin with doors?
It's that fucking S.
Doors.
Sorry, man.
Can it just be any movie with an S that starts? No.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, though, to go with. There's that movie about snakes called
Doors.
Just add like three more S's on the end.
If you had thought of it, I would have accepted it.
Doors, snakes on a plane.
Yeah, it might be the end of this. Cause
now the point is to end it, right?
You want to have...
To stump the next broken.
You want to have a winner, yeah, but it's also fun when it goes a long way. This is a pretty good length one, though, but Doors... Raise your hand if you got one for Doors. I think that's a real tough one. And obviously, there's no movie that ends in they. Blank they. Well, right?
Could be the
unless
syllable
they, the end of the word.
The syllable they?
Like Carthay.
Yeah, okay.
Or they live over Carthay.
What'd you say, Mook?
No, because
they add
to the...
Well, I was just saying they live, but if they'll, like T-H-E-Y apostrophe L-L. I mean, it's...
That doesn't do anything. You need something before...
I'm just expanding.
You need something before they, and I might get an earful from a listener or something, but I think that's... I think we're done.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's like 400 people in here, and if nobody else can think of it, then...
Who said Doors? Who added Doors? Mookie wins Build a Title. It's his first time on the show, and he wins Build a Title.
Congratulations.
That's pretty awesome. All right, we have 11 minutes to play Last Man Stanton. And I didn't get a suggestion from anyone on the internet today, so we're going to play Last Mash Stanton. And... Here's how it works, Mookie. You're going to go first. What order were we going that last time? So it'll come back to Mark, right?
Yes.
To switch the order around?
No. Oh, yes, to switch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mookie, we'll start with you, then we'll go to Mark and down the line. And the idea is you have to name, I'm going to name two performers, movie people who've been in movies. You have to name movies that either one of them have been in, take turns. If you can't think of one, you're out. And you have one lifeline, and that's the person whose name tag you chose. You can turn to Nicole at any point, say, help me out, Nicole. And same with Ben for Taylor, and Jew guy for Jacob. And what's your name?
Jason.
Jason.
Sounds like Jew guy.
Since they're both on it, can the shiksa help? Because they're both their names on the thing.
No, she can't help. And Liz for the for Mark. All right. The names are Andy Dick Van Dyke. So it's the films of Andy Dick or Dick Van Dyke. Yep, designed to be able to.
So just name a movie that one of them has been in.
Either one, yeah. Starting with you, Mookie.
Let's say In the Army Now.
Yeah. Starring the great Dick Van Dyke. Yeah, Andy Dick co-star with Pauly Shore in that. Mark?
Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. Most convincing British Cockney accent by Dick Van Dyke in the history of film.
Really?
I heard, yeah.
I gotta do a Cockney then.
They did it. Oh, I'm sure you'd be great. You want to try it right now?
Oh, it's fucking
good. Say something about, like, say, Chim Chim Cheree.
Okay. Chim Chim Cheree.
Fucking nailed it. First time out of the
told
game.
Told you, dude.
You're the most natural actor of everyone.
Hold it. Hold it. I know that anyway. That silhouette.
You got it right the first time.
No, dude, but now I'm like in it right now. I'm fucking in it. I like who I am. I like what I fucking do.
Stop grabbing your dick while you do it.
It's like my worry stone.
Jacob.
I'm sorry, worry boulder.
Jacob.
I feel like either one of these would have been the worst name I've ever played on the show. But
really? Together, yeah, they're both kind of tough names.
And
but
together it doesn't help at all.
Yeah, but, you know, you've seen them in movies, right?
Night at the Museum, and I'm probably
Oh, that's
done.
Correct.
Yeah, Night at the Museum.
Well, yeah, and you got your lifeline, and you can also listen to the other players and have them say things that lead you to other answers, like Night at the Museum might help other players. But I don't know if Andy Dick was in all three of them.
It's going to be great when it doesn't.
No, I'm not even going to try that. I'm going to go with Old School.
Yes, Andy Dick.
Teaching blowjobs.
He gives blowjob classes.
On carrots.
Yeah. Mookie?
I'm going to feel like really bad if this is wrong. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Bond connection there. Based on Ian Fleming book.
Yeah.
I love it when they all stand around singing about how much they love that car, and then they fuck the exhaust pipe. Same guy who wrote James Bond, same guy who created James Bond, created G.G. Bang Bang. All right, Mark.
Bad Knobs and Broomsticks.
Who's in that?
Dick Van Dyke.
Thanks for playing. Jacob.
He's not in it?
No.
Fuck.
Did you confuse him with Angela Lansbury?
No, I just thought he was in it. I guess I was thinking of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and recategorized it in my fucking hat.
I love that movie because there's a big four-poster bed and there's a knob that's magical on one of the corners of the bed, and the little kid in the movie goes, "Take us to Nambubu, knob." And then they go to a place where there's cartoon animals playing soccer. All right, Jacob.
I'm like already on the ropes, but
you could use your lifeline, but Mark Wahlberg, he doesn't believe in lifelines.
How are you guys feeling on it? Don't say anything yet. How are you guys feeling?
We can't ask them.
I just want to know how they're feeling before I wager my own guess.
Well, if you don't have a guess, do you have a guess?
I can guess on.
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
But I don't know for sure. So do you have a for sure? Well, look to the ships.
He says they have one. I don't know why anybody wouldn't have one. It's two people that were both in the combined. They've been in 100 movies.
I just don't know. I don't know either of their repertoire then.
Liz, did you have one? Good. She didn't even have one, Todd.
Perfect.
Was Andy Dick?
They hate both those guys in Australia. Yeah. No interest. They have no interest in Dick down under. Whose turn is it?
It's mine still.
You're done.
No, I didn't say I was done.
No, you're done. You either use your lifeline or you're done.
Oh, well, I'm going to just guess Zoolander. Was Andy Dick a Zoolander? Did he have a small part in that?
Oh, he probably did.
That's why.
Did he? Okay.
I've never seen the movie.
Good job.
I figured he would be in that.
Great job. Taylor.
Ben, you got anything?
Night at the Roxbury?
That's a great fucking poll.
That's a good... Night at the Roxbury is a reasonable guess, but I don't think it's true.
Andy Dick?
Yeah, I didn't think Dick Van Dyke was in it.
Oh, that's where I was going with it.
Oh, man. Nobody seems to be backing that up audibly in the audience, I don't think it's true. You have anything else, Taylor?
Let's... Night at the Museum 2.
Full title?
Another Night.
I don't fucking know.
That's not it. I don't even know if Dick Van Dyke was in any of the sequels. Mookie?
The Cable Guy.
Yes. There's so, you know, Andy Dick's played small parts in so many fucking movies.
Mark, I'm out.
You're out, really?
Yeah, remember I bet.
Oh, yeah, you're already out.
Yeah.
Oh, all the guys are out. Mookie's our winner.
I'm not out.
Oh, yeah, you got Zoolander.
No, I want Mookie to be the winner.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking right.
Oh,
dude.
That kills your
That's
streak.
What you get for committing the vote, dude. You win, Chet. Now maybe I will.
No, it's Jacob's turn.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Oh, really?
Still vote, dude.
Fucking
still
anti-Semites.
Vote.
Everybody, but also you don't have another one, do you?
Well.
Oh, are you going to go to your lifeline?
Like,
why do I have to beg you to play this fucking game?
What do you guys have?
Bye-bye Birdie.
Bye-bye Birdie.
He admitted he didn't know while giving an answer.
I'm going to say Bye-bye Birdie.
Who told you?
His Gentile wife told him.
After you said, hey, can the wife help out? And I said, no.
I didn't know.
What?
She's on.
Her name's on the name? I don't give a fuck. I said no.
Well, I didn't see.
And then
see.
The three of you proceed to do it anyway.
He said Bye-bye Birdie. I'm just assuming that's where it came from because I'm assuming that all the information he knows comes from his Gentile.
Am I the only person that feels a punch coming? Am I the only person that feels a punch coming?
You don't have to punch anybody, Mark.
Damn it.
All right, Mookie, you got another one? Because that'll send this thing to bed because yeah. Jacob doesn't have shit.
I can guess Andy Dix all day. He's affiliated with a certain group of people.
He sure is.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
You're working on it?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Nicole?
Well, we just made eye contact and she said...
I got one.
She's got one.
Now, if she says it, can I choose whether to use it
yes.
or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Father of the Bride, but I'm not sure.
She's saying Father of the Bride,
for Dick Van Dyke.
Sure. For
are you thinking of
Andy Dick? You're thinking of how Martin Short plays kind of an Andy Dick kind of character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I. Yeah.
And with that, the audience learned how hard it is. Welcome to the show, motherfuckers. You tell me you haven't seen Murder She Wrote and think it's Dick Van Dyke. Weekly.
A lot of chimney sweeping to do in Cabot Cove.
I'm talking A, dude. All
right, so Mookie.
I'm going to take a guess and say.
Oh, I like this.
Reality Bites.
Oh, Andy Dick is in that.
Is really? Dude, this motherfucker. Cold Stone Cold.
He runs with Ben Stiller's show. Was around the same time, and they all were in cahoots. Garofalo's in it. Yeah.
I think Andy Dick had a small part in Half Baked. Anybody? Anybody?
You thinking of John Stewart?
No.
You thinking of Dave Chappelle?
Stephen Wright is in there. Bob Saget.
I know who fucking Bob Saget is. I'm not thinking.
Maybe you're thinking of Laura Silverman.
Yeah, might have been her.
Jim Brewer.
Did he not have a small part in it? Did not show up in that film?
No one is, trying to confirm that for you. I don't know if it's because they don't like
people
you.
People don't like me, though. That's what it is. I'm wearing a yarmulke if you hadn't noticed.
All right. Mookie is our winner!
Hell yeah,
man. Wow. I'm not even going to ask for more movies from those two people because it's embarrassing that there's so many more. It's
Mystery Men?
It's ridiculous. And I just said I'm not going to ask for any more.
Oh, I volunteered.
Yeah. Road trip. Okay, so... so many Dick Van Dykes. When I was a kid, I loved Never a Dull Moment. Like, at the end of the movie, there's a scene where he's being chased around by some bad guys in a modern art museum. So there's lots of wacky set pieces where they're fucking shooting at him while he's dodging around between art pieces.
Did they make a Diagnosis Murder movie?
No, but that was his show. You're right.
Yeah, that was fucking
good. Good job, Mark.
Thanks, Doug.
When does you want to plug anything?
Coming out next week.
Which, what, Ted 3?
Patriots Day.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, people go check that out. It's a really, really good fucking movie.
It's not the same thing. That his movie's very serious.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie. People should really come see it. It's going to be fucking phenomenal. Other than that, I'm sure I'm on your fucking TV. I'm an important person, so watch that.
Oh, just turn on TV?
Yeah. Other than that, I'll probably be dropping by a show here later today.
All right.
Yeah. Literally after this.
Oh, you're gonna come by the next show.
The next show, yeah. Literally, stick around. I'm gonna drop in, say hello, make some normal people feel good about themselves. You're all welcome.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jacob. What are you looking for in your phone?
I'm just looking at the Half-Baked on IMDb.
Oh my god.
And he's not in it.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Unless. Right.
What do you got to plug?
I keep plugging the same thing, but I've been on recently, so I'm gonna plug my San Francisco Sketchfest shows with. My friend Kasim Bentley, we're doing this thing. Bentley, where we do the
SF Sketchfest in January. Do you know the date?
I don't know the date.
But sometime in January, go to SF Sketchfest.
The internet for sure knows it.
.com. Yeah, I'm trying to give.
I'm doing mine too. Sorry, I forgot about that.
What's that? Oh, you're gonna be at SF Sketchfest.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing shows.
Mark Wahlberg,
really? 27-28, the Wahlberg solution, motherfuckers. Come on out to that shit. I will save your fucking life.
Wow.
Do you want to do a guest spot?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll drop in and save your show.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
I've been doing it for Donnie for 38 fucking years.
Yeah. He just saves things. He saved Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, my God. Did you see the trailer for the next
saved
Transformers?
Saved yourself in Lone Survivor.
Oh, my God. I saved myself for last.
Yeah. Taylor Rizzo, where can people see you?
Twitter.
You do a lot of Periscopes.
Yeah, I do a lot of Periscopes.
A mediocre smoker.
Yep, I do a lot of dabbing on there. Come watch me get high. It'll be fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, follow my Twitter at Taylor Rizzo and follow the link to my album Potential. That's good.
Thanks, dude. And Mookie is Mookie Blakelock is the one of the stars of Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays, which is available on CISO. SEESO, and we always have
.com.
Yeah, we always have deals where if you go and put my name DOUG in their little box there, use the code Doug, you get some sort of discount or something. And I'm more specific about it in the ads we do on the show. and what else you got coming up? You do shows here in Los Angeles that people can come see.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm doing it.
Okay. Do you feel like you have to make shit up now?
If you can't get tickets to Doug's show on Thursday night, come here.
No competing shows with my show Thursday night. What's going on here Thursday?
Me and Alan McLeod from You're the Worst are doing an improv show.
I love that guy.
He's
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so go to that instead of Douglas Movies, where there will be movie stars.
if you can't get
watch these guys on TV over here. Or no, that's great. You know, there's plenty of the you know, it's two small theaters. Let's pack them both.
Yeah.
Let's make a pledge to pack them both.
I'm gonna throw a show on Thursday. Thursday.
Yeah. God damn you.
Can I be on your show, Jacob?
Yeah, you can get a guest spot.
Thank God.
All right, Taylor and Jacob, pass me your name tags. And that worked out great that Mookie won, because we already know Leanne is a shithead. Your name tag.
Sorry about
there,
that again.
Taylor, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't think he knows what.
Oh, there is no shithead on the
on
back,
there.
But I got a good idea what to say. and there's no shithead on this either.
Maybe it's the wife.
You don't want to write in your yarmulke, do you? What is it? Just say it. Just say it quietly. What you want to write?
People that don't vote.
Oh, I like that.
There you go, Mookie.
People who.
Oh, it was voted in your goddamn hands. What are you, an NFL player? All right.
Great throw, Doug.
Huh?
Great throw.
Right?
Yes,
it was
sir.
Right there.
For the listener at home, you fucking toss that shit.
Yeah. I already forgot what he said. Oh, I got it. I got it. I'm good. One more time for all of my guests. Mark Wahlberg, Jacob Ciro, Taylor Rizzo, and Mookie Blakelock. And as always, human centipedes are a shit face ass stream. People who didn't vote are a shithead. And... what's this word?
I thought casty.
Cacti.
Cacti. Okay.
That looks like Dick Van Dyke to me.
She says it's cacti. The prickly pear cacti at Runyon Canyon that did not catch me when I slipped. Is a shit. Is a shit. How dare you? I haven't said it's a shit.